Okay, today's daf is Zvachim, daf Ayin Hey. Ayin Hey, we are on Ayin Dahal Tamabez. Today's shiur is sponsored the Refuah Shleima, Tinok ben Rachel Esther, and Eliot Svi Halevi ben Malka. Again, the Refuah Shleima, Tinok ben Rachel Esther, and Eliot Svi Halevi ben Malka, the Refuah Shleima. Okay, we are on Ayin Dahal Tamabez. At the bottom, the two dots, let's get back into Perek HaTa'aroves. As we know, this entire parak all about various mixtures, going all the way, starting off with, as we know, a carbon mixture, one carbon getting mixed up, as we had the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak on Daf Ayin, one carbon getting mixed up with a number of Isuri Hana'a, Chatos, Hamesos, and Shar Haniskal, and then the next part of the Mishnah, which was the major discussion of Bechor, Kilayim, Muksa, Nevad, Roveya, Nirba, all the mixtures. But then we had case number three in the mixture, in the Mishnah, was relating to Karbanos. The Mishnah mentioned, back on Daf Ayin Aleph, what if you have two Karbanos that got mixed up with each other? So that's today's discussion. Kachim, Bekachim, Min Bemino. You have two Karbanos that got mixed up, Min Bemino. Right, Rashi says, you just don't know. Rashi there on the Mishnah said, Ba'alehem Muchlakos. Right, you have two different owners. So what do? You have two different karbanos, two different owners. So the Mishnah said, the coin offers the karbanos for, and they have l'shem, whichever owner, is appropriate. Zei krav l'shem mishu, or zei krav l'shem mishu. So he asked the Gemara a simple question. If you don't know who the owners are, and the Kohanim are giving the, karbanos without knowing, then habay smicha. What about the requirement of smicha? Right, the bailiv have to lean on the animal, b'chal kocham, and, do the act of smicha, and maybe say what is said. We mentioned in the past, the Rambam and Ilchus Maaser Karbanos even describing smicha, but the Gemara is even bothered. You shouldn't be able to do the avoda without doing smicha. Just to remember the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Ilchus Maaser Karbanos, where he talks all about smicha, says the Rambam, Shnayim Shiratzu Lahavi Shlamim Ola Beshutfis. Meviim. Two people that want to bring a Shlamim or an Ola in partnership, they can. Bein Beneder, Bein Benedava. And then it goes into men and women, and Avadim could all bring karbanos, but Goyim could only bring olos. That we have mentioned. Says the, let me just find where he starts talking about smicha. Says the Rambam, call karbanos behema, perakim ala chavav. Call karbanos behema, sheyakriv hayachid, bein chova, bein nedava. Whether it's chova or nedava, somech aleim cheim chayim. All karbanos behema, karbanos yachid, right? Not karbanos sibur, that's a Mishnah, which Baruch Hashem will get to. The all karbanos behema have a chiyuv for the owner to do smicha on them while they are still alive. Chutz, min habachor v'amayser v'apesach. Those are the three exceptions to the rule. Those don't have smicha. Shene'emar v'samach yadu al rosh karbano, mipi ha'shmu alamdu, shekol karban b'mashma, chutz v'pesach b'chor v'amayser. And then he says, one more exception, ha'of, enotan smicha. It'd be hard to do smicha on a bird. But that's the Rambam. V'chein kol ha'ma'os, also money. If I have money, she'dinan she'yiplu l'teva shel nadava, she'kvar b'yarna bil cheshkalam, she'kulam yivyo olos, ein ba'al osan ha'ma'os, somech al osa ha'ola. Also, if I have money, betek ha'bayis, just buying a carbon, there is no smicha on that ola, ve'eno mevi ala nesachim, ela nesachem mishal tzibur, v'chulu. And then the Rambam continues with all the details of smicha, kol somchin, except for cheresh ha'tavakatan, a shliach can't do smicha, an isha does it, we'll get to that about Hashem in a minute, and then the Rambam adds, smicha is done in the Azara, ein sabach el ba'azara, v'samach chutz la'azara, v'chozer v'samach mibefnim, and then the Rambam adds, what do we do when we do smicha? The ketzat somech, emhaya hekrevan, hakarban, kachi kachim, ma'amido batzafun, upon a v'mayrav, and we do smicha, umisvade. And we say vidui when we do smicha. Al chatas avon chatas, vi al asham avon asham, if it's a carbon sheba al chait, vi al ola misvade avon asei, as we learned earlier that olos are mechaper on bitel aseis and on lav hanitak aseis. And what about shlamim? That's the Rambam's chiddush. Shlamim, obviously there is no vidui, it's not mechaper on any aveira, vi yirali shena misvade al shlamim aval omer divrei shavach. So, words of praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what we do for a shlamim. That's what the Radvaz added on that ikla medak. Since shlamim is baal chayt, pshita mayisvada. What's the havamina? So he quotes the pasuk in Iyov. Maybe it's a good idea to do vidui every day of my life. You know, maybe I did something, so maybe that's the havamina that I would have thought. Sakad adachamina yisvada al derech mash amar Iyov, ulai chato bini. Kamash malan, dein sorach lisvado sela omer divrei shevach. Okay, that's the Rambam in just review a little bit to remind us about the requirement of smichas. The Rambam adds, the Gemara asks here, how could the Kohanim give the Karban, the Karbanos, without knowing who the owner is? The owner obviously is unable to do smicha. And again, the assumption of the Gemara is that if you can't do smicha, you can't give the Karban. and you shouldn't give the carbon. That's pretty amazing, even though we know that smichas dama akev, smichas dama akeves. Tosfos here in this long Tosfos discusses many different cases on both sides of the issue. Most of them giving us the impression that you could do smicha if you smicha can't be done, so then just bring the carbon without doing smicha. And why does our Gemara ask Tosfos come up with the question that, you know, if you can't do smicha, you shouldn't be able to bring the carbon? So Tosfos's basic answer, and the Karen Ora discusses this as well here, and is that if there is no other option, then fine. No other option, then you can end up bringing the carbon without doing smicha. In almost all the cases that the Tosfos asks, hey, what about this case, what about that case, you do it without smicha, it's because there is no other option, there is no other option of a choice. If you have any other option to chit into a different carbon somehow and to be potent, to let it graze until it gets some mum, so any of those, so then we try to solve the problem in some other way without missing the requirement of smicha. That's what Tosfos goes through. Let's see what the Gemara answers, then we'll see some of the Tosfos. So the Abai smicha answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, the carbon nashim. Carbon nashim is a carbon of women. A woman brings a carbon. A woman can bring a carbon, but a woman doesn't do smicha. That's the Mishnah in Maseches Kiddushin. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Kiddushin, lists off in the sugyas towards the end of the first parak about mitzvahs aseishas ban grama and loas ban grama and any other mitzvos that women are pturas from based on drushes. The Mishnah says there in Daf Lamed Vav, hasmichos vahatenufos vihagashos vakimitzos, all of these, nohagim ba'anashim velo benashim. Men and not women. Chutz mimen chasota v'nezira shein menifos. Okay, except for those two. And the Gemara quotes the limud smicha dichsiv daber el bnei Yisrael v'samach bnei Yisrael somchin ve'ein benos Yisrael somchos. Based on the drashas Chazal that women are excluded from doing smicha. Right? What if they want to do smicha? We'll get to that in a minute. But that's what Gemara says here. It's talking about two women got their kabbalas mixed up. That's why there's no smicha, and that's why the kohanim could bring it even without having smicha done. Tosfos points out that there are other options. The Gemara could have said, what about oafs? Ophos. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about birds. Tosfos. Lo of matzil shnuye oaf. Kid the Mishani the parakol aget. Gabi shalech hatosom imidina sayam. The Gemara there has a nukimta. We're talking about birds. But here, bizvachim airi. The parak is called azvachim. Zavach is shchita, and we assume shchita does not mean malika. That's why linguistically, it's not going to be talking about ophos. Va'od to ophos lav b'nei re'iyah upidia ninu. Also, the rest of the context of the Mishnah, talking about letting animals graze until they get a mum, we know ain't pidyon la'of. Birds can never be redeemed, even if they get a mum. So therefore, it can't be talking about that. Then Tosfos says a line later, what about a yoresh? Right, we know the beginning of Maseches Arachin. A yoresh does not have to do smicha. Person dies and leaves their carbon to their son, so then he doesn't do smicha. Maybe it's talking about a yorish. Tosfos says no, it must be similar to chatas and asham, which is ba'al chait, and the person's still alive. So Tosfos goes through many of the ukimtas. Maybe it's talking about this person and that person. Next line of Tosfos, maybe arel v'tameh. Other people who don't do smicha. The Karen Ora suggests that maybe some of them are, you know, the Gemara says one, but who are then some of the other examples? The Gemara just gives one example of women, but maybe it could have given some other examples as well. Some of the Echronim say. The Karen Ora also, again, not going to read it now, but he goes through this as well. If you remember, the Menchas Chinuch discusses the institution of smicha in the first piece on Karbanos, because that's where he would talk about it, because that's the first place it comes up. Karban Ola, the first mitzvah in Sefer Vayikra. The Menchas Chinuch discusses the requirement of smicha, and the Gemara, again, important for the shlichus sugya. The Gemara says beferish that you can't do smicha through a shliach, even though we say shlichus on kamoso. Is smicha mitzvah shebagufo? Like the Tosfos Rini Kiddushin, you can't, you have to do it yourself. Dafka, but you need a limud to exclude shliach. So it's a little double-edged sword. You can't do it through a shliach, but it's not misvara that you can't do it through a shliach. It's not like tefillin that you can't do through a shliach, and we know that misvara is based on a limud. Yado velo yara shliach. So that's one issue, not for now. Then he discusses, what about, the Gemara says here, Peturim, and Tosfos quotes Arel, not, it's Tamei, and the other ones that, Yoresh, can somebody do smicha even if they're pater from doing smicha? So that's not so simple. Why? Because we know there's an isser of hishtamshus b'baal echayim of the karbanos. Ask the Menchas Chinuch in Ozvav. Hine nira. The elusha patura miasmicha. Ein anu manichim osam lismoch. We do not allow them to do smicha, even if they are able to, but they're potter. The ovrim ela alota say the avodah bekachim. It's rabba avodah bekachim. Ach goy de ena metzuve alze imrotz lismoch mayechbatlan. By a woman, by a yoresh who was included in the isser of ishtamshus bekarbanos, these are avodah bekarbanos. So then, well, we wouldn't let them. What about a guy? So a guy doesn't have to do smicha, but he's not included. He's not one of the shavim mitzvos bei noach, right? To have avodah bekachim. The cheresh v'shota. What about a cheresh v'shota? Also not mitzuve. Im rotzim lismoch. Classic minchas chiddach. Thinking about the nafkaminas that nobody else does. Kiva deheim ein besuven lafrisha michol lismoch. Ach, aser litemla em lismoch biyadayim. Right, that's the more sugi at the end of Yivamas. Ach, katan, what about a katan? Maybe it depends, he says. Nirali dim higia lachinuch mitzvah lachancha v'litemla lismoch. If he's higia lachinuch. Ach, shehi aveira avoda bekachim. Chiddush. If he's higia lachinuch, maybe we should let him do it even though there's an isra of avoda bekachim. To lachancho shariu mitzvah ika avo bishi aveira. Quotes other places where he talks about this, but if it's a kan shehi higia lachinuch, maybe not. Then he talks about other nafkaminas, yoresh v'chulu. We'll leave it for now, but again, that's the minchas chinuch in the beginning of mitzvah kuf tes vav on the mitzvah of ola. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Hi, what about smicha?" No, the Mishnah is talking about a case of carbon nashim. Says the Gemara, "Aval carbon anashim lo." When it comes to carbonus of men, where smicha is required, so then you would not be makriv of the carbonos. But one second, esvei abaya. I'll ask you a question though from Abraisa, esvei abaya, carbon yachid. We'll go through with our girsa. Look at the Rashi and the Ksav Yad. Remember, we mentioned a couple of days ago that these 10 blot, it could be that the Rashi that we have is not really Rashi. It's a different Talmud of Rashi. The real Rashi is Rashi and the Ksav Yad. We have that for about 10 blot now, for another 2 blot or so. Anyway, Esvei, that's what the Shin Kubetza said back on Daf Samaches or so. I don't remember exactly which Daf it was, but on Daf Samaches or so, that's where the Shita said that the following lines are not going to be from real Rashi. Okay, either way, says the Gemara, carbon yachid shenis arif b'carbon yachid, v'carbon tzibur shenis arif b'carbon tzibur, says the Braisa, you have carbonos that got mixed up with each other, a carbon yachid in a carbon yachid, the same carbon, right, the same carbon, or a carbon tzibur with a carbon tzibur, or v'carbon yachid v'carbon tzibur shenis arvu zebazeh, you have a carbon yachid and tzibur that got mixed up, nis arvu zebazeh. How do you have a carbon yachid and a carbon tzibur that got mixed up? Rashi, second line, kigon, seir nasi, seir haragalim. Right, the seir that the nasi, that the melech brings, and the seir of the regalim, which is the same seir, the same goat. O ola ba'ola. Or other olos, an ola of a yachid and an ola of a tzibur. While all carbon and tzibur kim'at are olos, right? We have the kivsei atzeres, which are the shalmei tzibur on shvuas. Every couple they have a, and there are others, but all the carbon tamids, v'chulu. So either way, if there's a mix-up, shenis arvu zebazeh. So what do? This will come up later on in the Masechta as well. Mix-up in carbonos, what do you do about the zrikos? How many zrikos do you do? So nosin dalan matamonos, mikol echad ve'echad. Give 4 zrikos, mikol echad ve'echad, from each carbon. 4 zrikos from each carbon. V'im, right, because again, 4 zrikos are, what do you mean 4? So if it's a chatos, then you need 4 on the dalet kronos. If it's other carbonos, if it's a shlam, if it's an ola, then arba here means shayim shehein arba. 2 on the diagonal, across from each other, on the corners that have the yesodos on the northeast and the southwest corners. Remember, the southeast corner doesn't have a yesod, so the zrikos aren't done there, but on the northeast and the southwest, so you do shtayim shein arba. So, respectively, whichever ones they are, that's what you do lechatchila. V'im nasan matana mikol echad yatsa. But if you just did one, but the evidence, okay, right? That's like Beis Hillel. We pass like Beis Hillel back in the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Beis Shammai. On Daf Lamed Vav, Beis Shammai paskins you need at least 2 b'di'evet by achatas, but we pass like Beis Hillel, that even 1. If you remember, Beis Hillel says, Beis Shammai omrim kol anitano amazbeach achitzon shadav atana achas kiper u'bechata shtei matanos. U'Beis Hillel omrim av chatas shenitana b'batana achas kiper. Even 1 zrika from achatas, that is enough for kapara, and that's what we paskin here. Continuing, v'im nasan arba mikuman yatsa. And if you did Arba Mikulan, not Arba Mikol Echad Ve'echad, but if you did Arba Mikulan, so then that is okay to Bidi Evan. Arba Mikulan Yatza. Says the Brisa now, we didn't get to our question yet. When do we say that you need four from each one, lechatchila, so that if they were nisarev mechayim, when they were still alive. But if it got mixed up only when they were already shechted, what does that mean? So the Havamina here, Rashi explains, is that all their dam is in one coast now. All their dam is in one coast. Shenivlal damam, Rashi says. Shenivlal damam. Bikos echad, so you have both karbanos that are all the blood is in one cup now, one kos. So then, even lachadchila, you don't have to do eight, right? If you have two karbanos here mixed up, we assume that all the blood is mixed into each other, right? Rashi just continued the Rashi. Then we'll get back to the Gemara. Nosin dalan matanos mikulam yachad shoyesh kan mishneim, because you assume there is blood here from both, and then Rashi adds ksavar yesh bila. We assume that there is. Mixing the blood that I take will have enough from each of the karbanos, and in that way it is it will be good enough just giving four. So says the Gemara. Avon nesarvu shchutin nosein arba matanos mikulan v'imnasnan matachas mikulan yatsa. There too, if I only give one bidi eved from this mixture yatsa, because again we passing like Beis Hillel. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says. We'll talk about Rebbe Yashem a little bit more on the bottom of the Amud. Roanas HaMatana, we see the Matana, we see this Rika that I'm about to do. Im Yeshba Kedei Lazeh U Kedei Lazeh Kshera. You need a minimum amount, according to Rebbe. If there's enough for the Zrikas of both Karbanos in the Zrika that I did, so then Kshera, then it's okay. V'im La Psulan, if not, if I only did one, if there's only enough for one, and not for two, then it's possible. What do you mean enough? Right, so we'll have to see. Rebbe seems to say that there's a minimum amount of hazaah that has to be done. Either way, that's the brisa. So what do we medayik from the brisa? Ktani yachid dumya detzibur. So the beginning of the brisa talks about karbonus yachid getting mixed up, karbonus tzibur getting mixed up. So we say yachid dumya detzibur. Ma tzibur gavri, af yachid gavri. So just like tzibur are talking about, but the bilam are men, So too, we assume that the Yachid is also talking about Bailam or men. So what do you see here? That even by male, karbanis of males, we still are going to be makriv, even though we don't know who the owners are, and even though Lach'ora Smicha was not done. So you see, even though, you know, Smicha is very important in Chashuv, but it's done, even the karbanis are brought even where Smicha is not done. So before we talk about that, let's just do the answer. So Amar Rava says, Rava Vetizbra, is it really logical to ask a question from this Brisa? Hamit Taratztahi, is it authoritatively clear that this is the Brisa? There's obviously other ways you can understand the Brisa, and therefore there is no question from this Brisa. How else could you understand the Brisa? So the Brisa, if we remember, said, when does this apply? It applies only by Chayin. But by Shchutin, then you just have to give one, right, four, not eight, not of each. So says the Gemara 1 second. Tiktani, Bamed, Rav Amurim, Kishanis Arvu Chayin, Avonis Arvu Shchutin Lo. The Brisa said that, when do you say that, Lechat Chila, there's four of each one, only when you have separate cups, Chayin, separate animals. But if they're already mixed up, Lo. But 1 second, I ask the Gemara. When it says in the Brisa, Shchutin, does that have to mean, like we understood it, it's already all in one cup? Right? What happens if you have, they're already shechted, but they're still in separate cups? Right? You have the blood of one carbon A and carbon B. They're not mixed up. So, Mali Chayim, Mali Shchutin. Right? So that you're going to tell me there's no difference between Chayim and Shchutin. If there are two kosos, Lechora, you should say, you have to do Dalin Matanos Lechadchila from each one. And yet the Brisa doesn't say that. The Brisa just says, once they're shechted, four matanas from the whole mixture. What do you mean from the whole mixture? Shchutin could also be they're talking about two separate cups. So you obviously have to fix up this Brisa. And if you have to fix up the Brisa, you could already fix it up in a way that doesn't contradict and is not a problem with our case. So Ela Hachika Amar, says the Gemara, the Brisa could be understood this way, and if it's understood in this way, there's no kasha from Smicha. Bamed Verma Murim, when do you say that you have to do four matanos from each animal? Shenis Arvu Shchutin Ke'ein Chayim. Bekosos, when do you say they have to do Dalid Lechadchila from each one? If it's after Shechita, but it's Ki'ilu, they're still alive, what does that mean? When you have them in separate cups. So it's ki'il, you had the, just like if you had separate animals, you'd know the blood from each animal. So to here, even though they're shechted already, you would know the kosos are separate. So therefore, that's when you have to do four lachadchila. Aval bibolel, but if they would be already mixed up in the one cup, in one mizrak, together, belila, nosin dalin matanos lakulam. So then you'd give four from one, and all you have to do is dalin matanos lachadchila, not eight. Vimnasan matana achas lakulan yatsa, and if you did one, yatsa. So according to this reading of the Braisa, both cases are talking about shachut already. If it's already shachut, then obviously smicha was already done. Smicha was already done properly before they got mixed up. And again, it's very, think about what the Beis Hamikdash was like on a daily basis. You know, probably karbonos got mixed up. There was so many animals all over the place, and so many, Cohen left this for a second, and that, and watch this for me. So it could very well be that there were animals that got mixed up. And again, if it's the Kohen's fault, the Kohen has to pay for it. Right? If the Kohen is mazik, if the Kohen is poshea, possibly. Good question to think about. Is the Kohen considered a shomer? What type of shomer is he? He's doing the avoda, shomer chinam, shomer sachar. Would you apply pruta to Rav Yosef in that case? If somebody comes in the, but either way, osik b'mitzvah. Either way, mix-ups can happen, but here, according to this reading of the Braisa, so then it wouldn't be Akasha, because the Braisa is only talking about a case where the animals were already shechted, and we can assume then that smicha was done properly. Good. One ha'ara to mention, and that is, the original diak of the Braisa, Gemara was, on the Braisa, was Matzibur Gavri, Af Yachid Gavri, just like Tzibur is about men, so too, Yachid is about men. Are women not included in the carbon of Sibur? Women not included in the carbon of Sibur? This is a major sugya in the topic of Musaf. Do women have to daven Musaf? Right? We know that the Gemara tells us in the Maseches Brachas that Tfilah is Rachmininu, so even though it says Man Grama, even though Mitzvah is on Grama, so we say that women have to daven. Mishnah Berurah says women have to daven Chakras and Mincha. What about Musaf? That is a machlokas aposkim. Machlokas aposkim, whether women have to daven Musaf or not. Even though that say that they are putter, they are allowed to. Right? This is better than other mitzvahs aseisha zman grama. Right? We know that the Rama paskins and the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that if a woman wants to do a zman grama, so then they are not allowed to make a bracha, according to Sephardic custom. Right? Women do not make a bracha on lulav and shofar and sukkah v'chula. Why? Because you can't say v'tzivanu. You can't say v'tzivanu. According to Balei HaTosfos and the Rama, we paskin, it's okay. You can still say v'tzivanu because they're commanded in general in mitzvos, or there are some people that are commanded in this mitzvah, and therefore v'tzivanu is not a problem. But by Musaf, there is no Vitzivanu. The Vitzivanu is just Musaf, right? We don't say Vitzivanu there. So that is why the Nodabi Yehuda, the Tzlach, and the Seches Brachas, and the Chavav, says that is not a problem. Didafka, Shulchan Aruch, the Nashim Lo Mavarchos, Al Mitzvah, Seishas Van Grama, Mikol Makom, Nashim Harotzos, Lehis Palo Musaf, Rasha Ios. They are allowed to. Didafka, Levarech, Asher, Kedeshadu, Bitzadu, Vitzivanu, Enem Yecholos, Lomar, Masha Enkein, Tfila, Telo Amrina, Bo, Vitzivanu. Okay, that's if they want to. But what about the Yesod of the Din? Why should women be commanded and why should women not? So that's the Slach. That same Slach in Brachas. Zav Chavav said, women are Pturos. Why? Because it says Mangrama. The Hoel, the Habibizah, says it's Mangrama, and it does not have the element of Bakasha's Rachamim, like other Tfilas have. There's no Bakasha in Musaf. Right, if it's bakasha, beseeching Hashem for our lives, so then we say that's a universal reason, and that applies to women as well, just like women are chayavos and mezuzah, because shmira, so women also are obligated to musaf, because it's not bakasha's rachamim. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyan Hashah, in the Tshuvas, and also in his Haaretz on Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Vav, he quotes another reason. He quotes the Tshuvas B'Samim Rosh, which we know is a controversial sefer. Some originally thought it was the Rosh, but we generally assume that it was not the Rosh, but it's just it was a fake. But either way, he quotes the Tshuvas B'Samim Rosh. Siman Peites. The Nashim V'Turos B'Tfilas Musafim. The Eina Ba'a, and this is what has to do with our Gemara. The Eina Ba'a Ela L'Zecher Chiyav Karbanos. Musaf, as was just said, it's not Bakashas Rachamim, it's just Zecher to the Karban Musaf. Ve'isha lo haisa shokeles. And women do not give towards the machzah shekel. And the machzah shekel is what produced the karbanos tzibur. And therefore, women don't have to daven musaf. That's the Rabbi Kiva Eger's quoting the Besav and Rosh. Again, they're not included in Maksa Shekel, and therefore they don't have to have a Musaf. Okay, they did it. Kivu alayim kechova. Gam bechudushi, and then the Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes the Tzlach, the Rabbi Yehuda. Gam bechudushi Tzlach, Reish Perak Dal Debrachas, Kazan, Rasha Peturin, Mitfilas Musav, Mitam Davis, Man Grama, Ayin Shah. So he quotes the other reason, he quotes the Tzlach, but he says his own reason that women are not obligated because of the. They're not included in the carbon of Seber. And that Rabbi Kiva Eger is somewhat controversial. In the Chuvas Amudei Or, he discusses and asks, what about Levium? What about the other people? What about Kohanim? That also, what about Jews, Yisraelim, that are less than 20 years old? They don't have a Musaf. Right? Yisraelim, Zepakot B'menchav, Delo Shaklu, Yipetur B'tilas Musaf? No. Even though women aren't obligated to participate in the Shkalim, the Kapara of the carbon of Seber, they're connected to. Right, so you can't, so just because they don't give towards the Machzah Shekel doesn't mean they're totally mufka from the carbon Tzibur. The Stipler also says something similar in Zvachim and Simen Dalet, here. So, again, there's a big discussion about this. Lamaisa, it seems like, again, Machlokas, whether they're obligated or not, that Mudei Or and others say, it's, whether it's Zman Grammar or not, they might be able to, but again, you know, the Minhag HaOlam is for them to daven. The interesting shayla that comes up is that often women daven musaf. Let's say they get to shul and daven shachar, they don't have time to daven musaf. They'll daven musaf in the afternoon. So what do you daven first then? You have musaf and mincha in front of you. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Me'ikar Adin, based on the Gemara in the fourth Perek in Brachas, right? Based on, so you should daven mincha first, before musaf. So that's generally what women should do. If women are davening at home, davening musaf and chadish, do mincha first, and then musaf. Musaf, you can daven all day. Men, even if it's the time for mincha, the Shulchan Aruch says, is shalom lahatmiya, not to make everybody confused. So that's why Bitsibur musaf is always done first. Even if the it's a long davening, and it's the winter, and it's already time for mincha, by the time the tzibur on Shabbos morning gets up to musaf, so we generally assume that you just go straight. You do musaf and then mincha, but tzibur so that it's not confusing. So on Simchas Torah, right? Simchas Torah, we daven musaf before mincha, even though it is already the time for mincha in many places, because so it's not confusing. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, fourth to last line. Revi Omer. So quoting again, the Braisa quoted the Shita of Revi, who had a minimum amount for the hazos. Rebbe Omer, Rowan Esamatana, we see, right? What was the case that Rebbe noted? If you have all the blood mixed into one cup, and you just do four matanos, that's not going to be good enough. You have to see how much is in there. Rowan Esamatana, Im Yishba Kedei Lazeh, Vekedei Lazeh, Kshera. If there's enough for two carbonos in there, then fine. Vim Lapsula. But if not, it is going to be possible. Says the Gemara, Yisle l'Rebbe Haisvara. Does Rebbe say there has to be a minimum? One second, Vatanya, but didn't we learn in a Braisa? Again, this Braisa is a totally different context, which the Gemara is going to answer in a second. How do you compare the context? But the context of the Gemara, it's quoting the Gemara from later on in Daf Pei, which is quoting from a Mishnah in Meseches Para, about Para Aduma. How much does one have to be sprinkled with the ashes of the Para Aduma in order to become Tahora? That is the context that we are quoting. So we quote there, Tanya Omar Rebbe, right? We're interested in the Shita of Rebbe, Ledivre Rebbe Eliezer, according to the words of Rebbe Eliezer, and Rashi here quotes the whole full version of the Mishnah. Just look at Rashi for a second on the second wide line. Rashi says, Tzloches shel mechatos hamukdashin shenafal l'tochen mayim acherim kalshu. You have the mechatos that you're going to use for with the ashes of the paraduma in it. And a little water fell in, kalshu. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Yaza Shte Hazos. Rebbe Eliezer says, do two Hazos. Why two? We'll have to see later on. L'kamin Mefarish Milsei, so we'll have to see that, but we don't need to know that right now. V'kama Rebbe, Rashi continues explaining, L'divre Rebbe Eliezer, Hazah Eina Tzrich Hashir Agaba Degavra. Rebbe says that according to Rebbe Eliezer, there is no minimum amount of sprinkling water that has to touch the person that's becoming Tahar. Right, it doesn't. There's no ain't a tzricha shir to eat. Right, maybe there's a shir in the cup, but there's no shir in the sprinkling. To eat tzricha shir, because if a shir is required, nehinami diyesh bila. Yes, we say yesh bila. What Rashi quoted before, that there is full mixing amongst liquids. V'sabchidan Allah devada yesh b'chol hazom in amayim aksherim u'mitztarfe masha barishona u'masha b'shnia. And even though we say there will be enough of the good water, so to speak, in the hazah that you do, but miyemer demal yeshiura. But who says that the shear is full? Okay, but either way, so that's the issue that we're talking about there. The mechatas, how much mechatas has to be sprinkled? So Rebbe explaining Rebbe Eliezer Shita there says Amar Rebbe l'divrei Rebbe Eliezer. Hazah kol shehu mitaheres. Hazah, any amount, is mitaheres. Hazah ein tzricha shir. Right? Hazah doesn't need a shir. Hazah mechza kasha mechza pasol. And even if, right, not only a kol shehu that falls in, but even if you have mechza mechza, right, Rashi says it's labdafka mechza, it just means that there's no shir. So, if Rebbe says that by explaining Rebbe Lezer Shita by Mechadas of Paraduma, so we are comparing, so maybe he would have the same shita by blood of a carbon. Just like he says there's no minimum shear by Hazos Mechadas, so maybe we should assume that he also says there's no minimum shear by Hazos and the Zrikos of a carbon. So, Stira, answer, as both answers that we might have thought of. Number one, Ledivar of the Rablazer Kamar. Maybe he's only talking about according to Rebbe Eliezer there, but he himself holds otherwise. Or, maybe there's a big difference between the Hazah and the Nesina. Putting the Mechatos on a person who's Tamei, that serves a different function than the Zrikos and the Matanos of a carbon. The Matanos of a carbon we know bring Kapara. Kapara and Tara are very different. Kapara is for chataos, is for sins, is for cleaning our slate in terms of actions. Tara, as we know, is very different, right? Tumas mace. So you cannot keep it too. Hazal achud v'zin achud. And even if Rebbe holds that the para aduma mechatas does not have a shear, it could very well be that for this rikos, he would say there is a minimum requirement. Okay, again, there's a lot more there explaining. Again, paraduma is unique. We've discussed that a couple of times in the Masechta already. It is a carbon, but it's not a carbon. Maybe that was a havamina. Maybe that's this havamina in maskana. The havamina is that it's a paraduma. Again, this is not part of the avod of the paraduma. The avod is done, right? Shchita and srefa. But, you know, now we assume it's just post the avod, and now you're using the ashes of the and the mechadas of the paraduma, but maybe the shakla v'tarya also has to do with how much is the paraduma related to karbanos, right? The avod is done on the Har HaZeisim. It's not even done in the Beis HaMikdash, so it's bedek habayis, but it's avoda. It's a special type of avoda as we've had in the past. Maybe that's part of what's behind the shakla v'tarya. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara nisarvu bibachar u'maiser. So remember the end of the Mishnah. Back on Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, the Mishnah had said, if I have a carbon that got mixed up with Bechar and Meiser, so I'm a little stuck. Why? Because Bechar and Meiser have the special din that they cannot be redeemed. I can't just let them graze and, you know, redeem all of, take all the money and buy new carbonas. No, what do I have to do? Nisarvu b'bechar u'b'meiser. The Mishnah had said, Yiru ache yistavu. I have to let it graze until it gets a mum. And then what? And then I have to take money, Rashi explained, and wherever the carbon is, I have to say, okay, wherever the carbon is, my ola, my shlamim, gets onto this money. Fine, now the money has the kedusha of the carbon. So now, the two animals that are there are chulin and bechar and meiser. Bechar or meiser. So what do I do? So those two animals that are left, I have to treat with the chumras of bechar and meiser. V'ye achlu ki bechar uka meiser. Right, I have to eat them with the chumra of Bechar and Meiser, meaning, as Rashi said there, I cannot weigh them in the marketplace like a normal weights. Rashi's lashon there is shlo yishchatu beitzlis, lo yimkru beitzlis, v'lo yishkalu belitra. Right, all the limitations that we know for Bechar and Meiser. I have to treat both animals with that chumra. Good. So back to the Gemara now. Amar Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama says, Bechar le Beis Shammai. So, just for a moment, we need the machlokas of introduction to this sugya. The Gemara in Maseches Bechoros has a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. We know a Bechor, I have to give to a Bechor Behemet Tahora, I have to give to the Kohen. It's a matana to the Kohen. What happens if a Bechor gets a mum? It's a special din, unlike other karbanos, where if an animal gets a mum, you have to be podit, but a Bechor Baal Mum is also Mamono Shel Kohen. But the question is, a Kohen can eat it. Could anybody eat it? Could a Yisrael Tameh, or Yisrael or a Kohen Tameh, right, eat the Bechor Baal Mum? Right? So that is a machlokas to Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says no, Beis Hillel says yes. Again, a Bechor Balmum, is it mutter to a Yisrael or to a Kohen Tame? Beis Shammai says no and Beis Hillel says yes. So with that background, Bechor le Beis Shammai, or Bechor Balmum according to Beis Shammai, ein machilon lenidos, as we just said, you can't give it to a Tame, you cannot give it to a Nida. Right? Even though, let's say, an Ashes Kohen is allowed to eat other Kachet Kalim, but a Bechor Balmum cannot be given to a nida to isha tameya. Tmuraso mahu. What about its tmura? Let me get into tmura here a little bit. What about the tmura? We know the substitute. I had a bechor, and then I wanted to be meimir, right? Maseches Tmura, meimir, substitute the bechor onto another animal. We know the halacha is that's an issa daraisa, and the halacha is that they are both karbanos now. Tmura. So what about the tmura of a bechor? Right? Can it be given to a nida? Ask the Gemara. That's the first question. We're going to have a couple of questions. Bechor eino nifte, tmuraso mahu. What about a regular bechor? It is not a bechor balmum. Is eino nifte. So now we're not talking about within Beis Shammai anymore, right? Beis Shammai, again, to emphasize, the first question was Beis Shammai has a lot of limitations on the bechor itself. So do those limitations go to its tmura? Again, we've discussed, touched on it a little bit in this Masechta already, but how much is the tmura a mirror image of the original animal? Right? That is the question in tmura. Right? I tried to switch Kedusha, and instead, now, they're both Kadosh. Is this a mirror image exactly? Are there differences in halacha between the tmura of karbanos and the karban itself? So that's part of this issue, at least, as well. So now we have general. Bechor eino nifte. Tmura of a bechor. Can it be nifte? A bechor can't be nifte. What about the tmura of a bechor? Can it be nifte? We know in general there is an important machlokas rishonim. Who eats the tmura of a bechor? That's a machlokas rishonim. Tosfos right here, Tosfos says, a Yisrael can eat a tamura of a bechor. Right? It's not mamono shal kohen dafka. Tosfos says here, right in the middle of Tosfos. Tosfos says here that it could even go to a Yisrael. And the Rambam argues on that. The Rambam, Manichas Tamura, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Beis, the Rambam says that the tamura also has to go to the, just like the bechor goes to a kohen, the tamura goes to a kohen. Let me just find the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos, Tmura, tmuras ha-bechor le-kohanim. U-tmuras ha-maiser le-bailim. U-kishem she'in podim bechor u-maiser she-nafal behen mum. Kach ein podim tmurasa. So he already answers our question. That's a machlokas. Interesting to think about what is the nekudas of machlokas between the Tosfos and the Rambam about tmuras bechor. Is it a machlokas about bechor? Is it a machlokas about tmura? Right, if you look in the Achron, and most of the Achron, the Mikdash David and the Stipler in Avodah Zarah, seem to say it's a machlokas about bechor. Meaning a tmuras bechor has kedushas bechor. But the fact that only a kohen eats bechor, is that a function of its kedusha? Or is it just matana, it's one of the matnas kahuna, not flowing from its kedusha, right? There are things that we give to the kohen that don't have kedusha, right? In the same way as gezel hager doesn't have kedusha, right? If a ger dies and it doesn't have any relatives, but it goes to the kohen. So tmura has kedusha. Kedushas Bechor, this is the way that the Mikdash David looks at it, has Kedushas Bechor, but doesn't have the original, you know, Peter Rechem. So that could be, if the giving it to the Kohen flows from the Kedusha, then it would have to go to the Kohen too, like the Rambam says. But if not, no, it doesn't flow from the Kedusha, it's a separate one of the Matnas Kahuna, so this is not Peter Rechem. It has Kedushas Bechor, but it's not Peter Rechem, so maybe that's why it could go to Yisrael, even if it just has Kedushas Bechor. So that's looking at it as Mitzad, it's a question about Bechor. But it also might be a question about tmura. I mean, how much is the tmura of any animal a mirror image of the original animal? So that also might be behind the machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos. Good, let's continue. The Gemara asks a couple of questions. So, bechor eino nifte, tmura so mahu. Bechor eino nishka bolitra. A bechor is not allowed to be weighed, as we said, in the regular marketplace, in the regular scales, litra. So tmura so mahu, what about its tmura? So what's the issue here? So again, just a little background. Rashi explains here. Why isn't a bechor generally allowed to be weighed in the litra? Because a bechor ba'mum, who gets the money? The Kohen's getting the money. Where Hektish is going to get money? So then we say, you know what, we'll be mazazel a little bit in Hektish to get more money for Hektish. We'll sell it in the marketplace because it's a better, more a konim there. But a bechor, the money's going to the Kohen. Right, a Bechor Balmum. It's a Mamona Shel Kohen. That's why we say, you know what? The Kohen can get a little less. We're not going to be Mezalzel in the Karban. That's a regular Bechor. Bechor Yinu Nishka Balitra. Tzmura So Mahu. What about its Tzmura? So, the Amarava Tanya. So Rava says it's a Raisa. Bechor Umayser Misha Humamu Osin Tzmura. So it's Beferish, the Brisa says, Bechor and Maisar, Mishumu, once it gets a Balmun, so then it could create Tmura, and the Tmura is like, has the same status as that. Fine. Period. Boy, Rama Rachama, what about this question? Which is another layer on the question that we asked earlier. Hitvis Bechor Lebedek Abayas. What if I have a Bechor, I'm a Kohen, I'm a Mono Shel Kohen, but then I am Matvis, I add on Kedusha. Right, once it got a mum, I am makdish it, so to speak. It's already kadosh, so to speak. But I'm makdish it to bedek habayis, meaning this animal can be sold and the money will go to bedek habayis. So now it's a little tricky. Because why did I say before that the bechor cannot be sold in the regular place, the litra and the scales? Because the money's going to the kohen. But here it's going to the Beis HaMikdash. So, maushi yishko b'litra. So what do we say here? Ravcha de hektish adif. Do we say the fact that hektish is going to get the profit, that overrides, and therefore, even though it's going to be a little mizulzal, so to speak, a little not like how we usually treat karbanos, it'll be okay, because hektish is going to get the revach. O dilma, zilus of the bechor adif. Or no, the halach is that you're not allowed to sell or be poed in the normal way, bechor. So that is the question: which wins, the zilzul of a bechor or the revach of hektish? Rashi points out here again; it will come up in a second how he reads the Gemara that issue of mishka b'litra is an issa d'rabbanan. That's how the Gemara could ask this question. We'll see that by Hashem in a second. But let's continue first. Right, Rashi says that right across from where we are right here. B'shar p'suli hamukdashim b'shvil she pidyona lahektish hikilu alehem lios nishchatim b'itlis. By other karbanos, we allow it, except for Bechor, because Hanoaz Ribi Damav, it goes to the Kohen. That's why there's usually the chiluk between the karbanos. But what about here, where he was Matfis, the Bechor, to Bedek Abayis, so the Revach is going to the Hekdesh anyway. So Amar Yosi Bar Svita Tashma, let's try to prove it from our Mishnah. Nisarvu Bechor B'Maiser Yizirashi Yistavu, V'yayachlu Kibachor U'Kamaiser. Remember, what's our case? You have a carbon that got mixed up with Bechor and Maiser. You have to wait till it gets a mum. And the two animals that are left, remember, you take the money, so you get the Kedusha of the other animal out, but the two animals left, one is Bechor and Maiser, one is another animal, right? A chulin animal. You have to treat them with the chumra of Bechor and Maiser. But 1 minute. Lav lameimer of Dino Nishka b'litra. Isn't this to tell me that you're not allowed to wait with a litra, even though this pseida, right, this pseida de hektish, because regarding the animal, the money's going to go to the hektish, right, the other chulin animal that is in here. So doesn't that prove that the zilzul of hektish factor overrides the fact that the Beis HaMikdash will get some more money? Says the Gemara, no, you can't compare the two cases. Rav Huna, Rav Chizkiya, Talmidei de Rav Yirmiya, Amri, Midami. You can't compare the two. Hasam, in our Mishnah, Shtei Kedushas v'Shtei Gufin. It's two animals. You're talking about two animals. So maybe there, any one of these animals might be a real full-fledged Bechor. So that's why you can't put it in a litra. Because it's Vadai, one of these animals is a Bechor. Hacha, Shtei Kedushas v'Guf Echad. Here, the bedek habayis is on the same animal. You are matvis a bechor, balmum, to the bedek habayis. So maybe it is different, right? Rashi says, see Rashi two-thirds of the way down, aval hacha shtei kedushas ein v'gof echad, kedushas bechor u kedushas bedek habayis. It's on the same animal. V'ikal meimar, hol v'rafcha dehektish bahai gufahu. Since this animal will gain for me hektish, so then you're allowed to. Biavagav de la Kedusha Achrisi Azil Mizalzalina Bekdusha Bechor Dai Guf. It's okay. What's the other case? Our Mishnah, you have one animal that's a pure carbon and one animal that's Bechor. So maybe it's different. Says the Gemara, back to the Gemara. Maskav Lar of Yosi Bar Avin. 1 second. Ma Ilu Omar Haftuli Bechor Shetfisha Lebedek Abayis Klum Shominlo? What if somebody says, redeem for me by Bechor Tebedek Abayis? Would we believe him? If somebody is mochel on the isser of regular bechor, the isser of gizva voda, would we allow him to, just for the harvacha of hektish, would we allow him to do it? So says the Gemara, Haftu Rachman Amar Lo Sifta. What do you mean? What do you mean? The Torah says not to. Meaning, Rashi says here, the way Rashi reads the Gemara, being podeh the animal is an issa daraisa, right? Being shokel belitra is an issa derabanan. You can't compare those two. So the Gemara is unclear with the maskana, but the Gemara ends off by saying, El Amar Rabbi Ami, Klum hikna zeh, Ela masha hikkanu lo. The way Rashi reads the Gemara is, you're not allowed to be shokel belitra, because when the person was matvisit lebeda kabayis, he can't do more, put more on this carbon than he could do himself. So if this bechor that he has cannot be weighed in the regular marketplace, then he can't do anything to this animal to make it allowed to be weighed in the marketplace with the regular litra. That's the lashon of klum hiknezeh el mashakanu lo. So according to the way Rashi reads the Gemara, it is usur. Rashi says, "V'kivin etzlolo hutar lishka b'litra ein yachol haknos lebedek habayis odeth." It's kind of like when somebody sells something, you can't sell something more than the power that you have. Ein democher el mashayeshla. Okay, so either way, that was a little shakavataria about that detail of Bechor. Finishing up to the Mishnah. Hakol yicholon lehizari v'chulo. The last line of the Mishnah had said, all karbanas could get mixed up, except for, the language of the Mishnah was, back on Daf Ayin Aleph, all karbanas could get mixed up except for chatas and asham. So the question is, why are those exceptions? Yes, chatas is female and asham is a male, but why are those unique? Ask the Gemara, Maishna Chavis V'asham, Ta'ai Zachavai Nekeva. Those two can never be mixed up, because one's a female, one's a male. So obviously, you'll always know which is which. So Chavis V'olanami, what about Chavis and Ola? Same thing. Chavis is a female, Ola is a male. So why does the Mishnah only say Chavis and Asham? Answer, Ika Si'ir Nasi. No, the Si'ir of a Nasi is a Chavis and it's a male. So that's why it could get mixed up. So the Gemara says, you see on the side we add in, Asham Nami, Ika Si'ir Nasi. Right, so Asham Nami is the Sir Nasi. Maybe you get mixed up with the Asham and the Chattas and the Ola. Why is it limited? So Gemara says, no. Hai Se'ar v'hai Tzemer. Right, the Sir of the Nasi will have hair. Se'ar, it'll be a goat. Tzemer, the wool, the Asham, will be Tzon, and that's why it won't get mixed up. I Pesach v'Asham Nami lo Ma'arev. So what about carbon Pesach and Asham? Also shouldn't be able to get mixed up. Why? Hai Ben Shanav, Hai Ben Shdei Shanim. Karban Pesach has to be within the year, and the Arsham always has to be 2 years old, meaning past its first birthday. So Gemara says, no, that's not a general rule. Why? Because Ika Asham Nazir of Asham Mitzora. Asham Nazir and Mitzora don't have to be 2 years old. One answer. Vibayasema Ika Ben Shana Demechzik Bekemen Shdeishanim Vika Geben Shdayim Demechzik Geben Shana. Age, sometimes you can't tell the difference, right? Just like by people sometimes. You can't always tell a one-year-old animal, a two-year-old animal. So that is why, if they are the same gender, there's a good chance that they will get mixed up. Only if they have to be two different genders do we say that they wouldn't be able to be mixed up. Right, related to this line of some people look older than not, right, reminds us a little bit of Chazaka de Rabba. Right, we know for godless, one needs two ingredients for godless. We need shanim and simanim, right? We need age, 12-year-old, 13-year-old, and physical maturity also, shanim and simanim. What do we do bizman hazeh? We don't check. We rely on chazaka de rabba. Rabba says, if there's shanim, you can assume that there are simanim. That's what we rely on. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. But we paskin, as the Mishnah Berurah says there on the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Tefillin, Simin Nun Hei, Shulchan Aruch says we only rely on that for dinim darabana, not dinim daraisa. So that is why we allow a bar mitzvah boy to do all dinim d'rabbanan, to do zimun, to do minyan, to do kriyas haTorah. But for da'orises, we would not rely on chazaka d'rabba. We would allow a rabba for a bar mitzvah boy to blow shofar or to do pasha zachar. Generally, we don't check. And generally, it's not a good idea. Oh yeah, he wants to do pasha zachar. Let him check. Because if he does not have simanim, bevadai, then he can't even do the mitzvah d'rabbanan. That's why we generally rely, the minhag olam is to rely on the chazaka of the rabba and allow him to be motzi others in mitzvos derabbanan. Okay, let's just do the Mishnah and then we will stop. Says the Mishnah, Asham shenizari b'shlamim. Next mixture case. If you have a carbon asham that got mixed up with a carbon shlamim, right? Asham and shlamim that got mixed up. So an asham has to be one, but shlamim can be either. So what is it? So what do you do? Rabbi Shimon Omer, shneim yishachtu b'tzafon, treat him l'chumra. Let them both be shechted in the north, even though Shlomim usually doesn't need the north. Shlomim is kachi kalim. Shech them both in the north. Treat them both like an asham. V'yeach luka chamer shebahem, and it shall be eaten like the more stringent, meaning an asham is only one day night. Shlomim is usually day night day, but we'll treat them like a luchumra. V'yeach luka chamer shebahem. That's the Rabbi Shimon. Amru lo emi v'yin kachim lebeis apsul. Chum say no. You cannot not allowed to bring a carbon. If you are going to have a very minimal amount of time to eat it, less than what it should be used for. This shlamim should be eaten for day night day. You're going to have to burn it tonight because you don't know which is which. Better not to be makriv it. And therefore, rather wait till they all get a mum and sell it and bring the karbanos with that money. Machlokas. Nisar b'chatichos b'chatichos kachi kachim b'kachim kalim. If you have pieces of meat, right, after shechita, that got mixed up, kachi kachim kachim kalim, so then you don't have a choice, right? You can't say, eim b'vi kachim b'esap sol. It's already brought. Now it's meat. So hanechon liomecha b'nechon l'shtay yamim, right? Kachi kachim kachim kalim, right? One day or 2 day meat, just be machmer and treat it like the higher standard. Again, you don't have a choice there. Therefore, you just have to treat it lechomer. Okay, well, to stop here, again, today's shiur was l'refuah shleima, Tinoch ben Rachel Esther, and Eliyot Tzvi Halevi ben Malka l'refuah shleima.